Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there that are looking to be employed to find something that you enjoy doing. I'm here tonight with my trusty friend and colleague and co-host from time to time, Mr. Heisman Dukes. And Mr. Dukes, how you doing?
Oh, we're just doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. Good to be in the studio with you this evening, and hope we can help someone out there that wants to be employed to something that they enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they can have a good opportunity. Hour. And this is Mother's Weekend.
This is Mother's Weekend coming up, so we have something for you mothers that may be looking for employment. But anyway, we also have our special guest, Mr. Matt. Matt's the engineer that makes everything work. Matt, how you doing?
Hi, guys. Good to see you again.
Good to have you back, Matt.
I know. We missed
that voice.
It's good to be back. It's a special occasion appearance. I'm helping out here at the station tonight, so it's good to be back on this side of things.
We're glad you're here, because you know what to do.
I got to admit, I missed you guys. I did miss you guys.
Well, that's nice to hear.
We miss
on the radio.
You, Matt.
Tell us that off the air.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Hey, don't get me wrong. I admire everybody that's been doing this when I'm, when I had to step away with Juan and with Ed, but it's nice to come back once in a while.
Hey, good. That's
nice
good.
When you can
always
have a
good
job
to,
doing
always
that
good
where
to come back
want
home.
You back too.
Exactly.
All right. Anyway, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
Let's see if I remember how to do this.
All right.
Okay. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And simply by going out to our Tantalk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do. We do see you.
And yes, we do.
I stress this on most shows. We see you coming, going. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. And that's all the more reason. You have an opportunity to tell people what you like to do so they could think of things you can do. And this is one way of how you can begin to start finding enjoyable employment instead of doing something that you don't want to do.
Do what you enjoy doing.
Yes. And so,
no. Well, I've said this with you guys before when I used to run this show. It's if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
That's right. That's right,
and
Matt.
Also, if you do what you love, the money will follow.
That's right. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
And being that this is a special occasion, Mr. Gene is offered to mothers because of Mother's Day is available here.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Just a reminder, if you haven't gotten something for Mom, you better get on that. Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Amen.
Yep. And mothers and the other mothers.
And well, I want the opinion of both of you on this before we get back to what we're actually talking about tonight.
That's what we're talking about tonight, mothers.
Well, no, we're trying to help mothers find employment, but I want your take on something. Do pet moms count? Like dog moms, cat moms, bird moms? Do they count the same in your mind as moms of two-legged people, shall we say?
Well, I'm going to stick with the two-legged
See, you're not counting pet moms the same as human.
No, well, Reena, I laughed at that because I was watching the news early this morning.
Yeah,
I think it was Good Morning America. That same question was asked.
Yeah, I have a running joke with friends of mine that have pets. They're like dog moms, cat moms. I'm like,
exactly.
Look at it the way I look at it, and I've said this to my friends before. Dog mom counts the same as having human kids. Happy Mother's Day.
Right, because they are humans. That's number one.
They've been accepted as part of the family.
They're doing what they like doing. Third thing is there's a tremendous need out there whereby somebody's willing to pay them to do what they like doing. And so that's the reason. Because humans... Some humans find a way to be happy, and many don't.
That's right.
Our workforce numbers in terms of workforce productivity shows how many people are doing what they don't want to do and how much it's costing the people that are paying you when you could be getting paid knowing what you enjoy doing. It's not a secret. It's just something that I'm sharing that can be done because people want to know what you like doing anyway. And so anyway, so that's what I like to have you thinking about. But we are beginning this week of celebrating Mother's Day and Mother's Day week because mothers are half of the people that make up our workforce. Not by numbers, but there's only males and females and now robots. So, if it's not males that are doing the work, then it's either females or the machines.
Right.
And But I'm talking about the ones that are human females or mothers. I'll wait for the day that robots
take over.
Start showing that they have children. But we're not going to count those because those are created for us in order to make our lives better.
Not easy.
What, easier or better?
Both.
Okay.
I like to answer that question, what Matt asked. There are people that need the little furry animals, and they must have them to keep their nerve calm and keep their stability going on.
Mm-hmm.
And because some human cannot give another human what they need, and that gives them that confidence. So where the fur hammer, the cat, the dog,
the horse.
I always call them fur babies. It's the same thing.
That's what I said. The fur babies gives them that comfort. And
in many cases, that comfortness allows them to perform something for you and I.
To the highest, yes.
Yeah. And we're willing to pay them.
That's right. So to answer your question, yes. They are part of the family.
So now that you know that, yeah.
And right now, a lot of mothers going to get some fur babies for Mother's Day.
That may be. And who's going to give it to them?
Who's never know they need one? I can't say who won't give them one.
I'm going to say just other people. It could be your daughters, other your humans, friends. Whatever. It could be the men. It could be the children.
I'm not giving it.
But it really doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter, but it's needed. Yeah. And I know sometimes we look like some put more interest in the fur baby than they do a human baby.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always an exception.
Well, but today we're going to, today, next week, we're honoring mothers because we're a country that's honoring mothers, and why not honor mothers that either are in the workforce or want to be in the workforce, or they've left the workforce. But either way, we're honoring mothers. But this is more so if mothers are looking for employment, we have some ideas and thoughts that we could share with you in order for you to find employment.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want you all to find enjoyable employment.
Right. Anyway,
so I'd like to have you really think about that. Anyway, so I'm going to start out by just saying that time for us to go to a break, so we're going to go to the break, but we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and Mr. Dukes talking about Mother's Day weekend and
coming
celebrating
up.
That by talking about
don't go nowhere, mothers. We're going to come back and
opportunities for mothers.
Want to help please your heart this evening, so you can look forward to a great Mother's Day.
Don't want to wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Got to find my purpose.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
We are back on the air here. Mr. Gene and Mr. Dukes are here for the Mother's Day brunch coming up.
I was waiting to hear the big thing this is. Oh, love my mama.
There you go. We wanted to hear that before you cut it off, Mike.
I'm sorry.
We want to cheer the mothers out there that's listening to us, that hear us today. We want to let you know that we are here to try to inspire you and help you, especially if you.
There we go. That better?
Yes, sir.
All right.
One of the most popular songs.
Uh-huh.
Always Love My Mama. There's lots of songs out there. That was just one of them.
That's right.
We may play a couple more. Not the whole song, but just the highlight of the song in order to recognize the mothers. But we're going to talk tonight about mothers. And there's two things that I want to just bring up. One is, if you are looking for employment during the Mother's Day weekend, because there's a lot of things going on where people need help in order to service the public.
Right.
All the mothers. And so I'm just going to mention some job titles in terms of, for those of you that may be looking for employment, in some cases it's part-time, in some cases it's full-time, in some cases it could go from part-time to full-time.
Mm-hmm.
But during the Mother's Day weekend or holiday time, those needs go up, and where lots of businesses need to help. And so if you're looking for employment, I'm just going to kind of give you a hint in terms of some of the things that are out there. And then I'm going to go back to talking about some jobs that mothers could do from home. All the mothers that like staying home, forced to stay home, but looking for something to do. I'm going to give you some ideas of things that you could be doing
from home,
just to stimulate your mind.
All right. That's good.
Okay. So I got two sheets, Mr. Deuce. I got one. I'm just going to start out by...
Go ahead and start out with the first one.
I'm going to give you just some titles.
All right.
Because the purpose of this is giving you some titles so you can go look for yourself to see that we're telling the truth and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so.
First one.
The first one I'm going to say is a delivery truck driver.
A lot of them are needed.
Okay, working for
different
companies. Shop. Any flower shops, any shop that sells flowers, they were going to have a tremendous need of looking for people to deliver flowers.
But now there's a requirement.
You know, so I don't know what the requirement is. What's the requirement, Mr.
Not to have any traffic tickets.
Oh, I don't know about that, but maybe you do.
I don't know.
But anyway, but if you're a driver,
there's a limit.
If you don't have so many traffic tickets because you've always been in a hurry, this is not the time to be in that much of a hurry, especially if you got tickets before. But those jobs are paying anywhere between $100 and $200 a day just to have somebody deliver those flowers.
That's right. Because
but check out your florist shops. All of them will most likely have the same need.
True.
What were you about to say?
About the same.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so that's one.
But on the, you know, you said florist shop, but there's a lot of other companies that have delivery that are looking for delivery drivers.
And, right.
And look like to me now, I don't know, I ain't took no statistics on this, but look like to me, all the ones I see are female delivering.
Yeah, that's possible.
I noticed the Amazon trucks that goes up and down my street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I noticed the FedEx. Now, only the ones I don't see women in yet is UPS. They do have some, but not in the big trucks. Yeah. They have those ones that drive around the neighborhood with golf carts delivering packages. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of females in delivery.
Yeah. And so we want to make sure you know we're honoring you too.
Mm-hmm.
You just may have to work on that weekend, but it doesn't really matter because the entire month we're
going to do it.
We're recognizing
mothers,
the employed mothers and the mompreneurs.
And
so yeah.
Always remember too, if there is a job and you do it and enjoy it, it may be temporarily today when you start, but before you finish, it could become permanent.
Yeah.
And if you like that, so don't ever be afraid to take a job, even though you may not want that, but you want to get what you enjoy doing.
Yeah, that's going to be the key.
That's going to be the key.
If you enjoy doing it, you're worth gold to your company.
Right.
As well as all of the customers that you're serving.
So much so.
Very important to know how unique you may be, knowing how to service a customer, because that's the business of your employer.
That's right.
If the customer's happy, the employer's happy, the employer's going to compensate you one way or the other for that.
And you will get compensated because it will get back to whoever, the top shed, if we say, that you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
And don't ever be afraid. And that's one, I have to say, that's one problem we have in this country is a lack of good service.
That's definitely.
Yes.
I totally agree. As a nation, we're not doing too good in service.
Even inside of the compartment stores or inside of the grocery stores, people, they don't have that, what we're accustomed to in our years, I would say.
They're not. I'm going to just say that in many cases, it's not. Some of it is the fault of the worker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say most of it is the fault of your employer.
Right.
The reason being is because your employer should train you on how to service the customers that they need and the customers that they have so that you're representing your employer the way that they want to be represented.
And so right. And you know, that's something you said earlier too, Mr. Gene, about how much money is being spent.
Mm-hmm.
Because of lack of service.
Yeah.
And people trying to train are not training them to give good service.
Now, I'm just going to say this. It could help many, many, many mothers.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I learned how to service the customer or represent my employer, because I didn't know how to represent my employer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to dress.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand the purpose of smiling. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand the purpose of making my company look good.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons I'm sitting here now sharing this, because I didn't know either. And I think the best way to find out if you're doing what your employer wants is to ask the one who runs the company.
Right. And don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid to ask. Ask your supervisor, because that's the person that's got to pay you or possibly give you raises. Find out how well you're doing as a worker, but more so, find out how are you doing servicing the customer. Because the customer can walk out the door and go tell everybody how bad a company it was. They're not going to talk about the individual. They're going to talk about the company.
And not only that. That customer may not come back no more.
Right.
You won't.
So.
You won't repeat come.
Oh, I hear something.
Somebody's calling the bat phone all of a sudden now.
It's my phone that should not be on. I don't know.
Yeah. Apparently, you're such a popular guy that decided not to call the phone lines tonight. Decided to call you directly, Gene.
I'm popular, but
yes, you are.
Somebody knows how to get into my phone.
And if anybody who wants to call into the show tonight, 727-441-3000. That's the phone number to call.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, anybody that wants to do that,
call in, Gene. Call in on 727-441-3000.
That's for that distraction, but that's wasn't supposed to happen.
That's an entertaining distraction.
Yeah, that's okay.
But we're talking about my experiences to understand just how to represent your employer.
Mm-hmm.
and how to represent. I didn't know any of that when I started working. And so I don't expect any of you to know that. But what I do think that you should know is your company should train you instead of you thinking you know what to do, which is what I thought until I got pulled aside. And somebody asked, what am I doing? I can laugh about it now, but yeah. that for me in my development, that's probably one of the greatest things that could have ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got trained on how to represent the people who are paying me to make the company look good, as well as making sure the service is good.
Right.
And so I don't think any of you should think you automatically know that. I think you should get training from the people who need to know you're representing them correctly out there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so if you're not getting it, ask your employer to make sure you're getting it.
All right.
In other words, ask for training. Mm-hmm. Or more training instead of saying, I know and I'm not going
to. You're not performing right. Up to the.
Well, we're going to take a short break.
Yeah.
Also, we hear something from our sponsors, but.
I'll be right back.
We're talking tonight about helping mothers to find employment or possibly from out in the workplace as well as at home. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right. Don't go nowhere.
Everybody.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, you're a network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
I went walking the
Mama said.
Mama said.
There's going to be days like this.
And there he is.
But she must have knew what was coming
down.
Either way, we are celebrating Mother's Day this month.
This month.
It's coming up next week.
Coming up on Saturday.
And, yeah, we want to make sure that we honor the mothers because they make up our workforce. And they also make up for things that they do at home. Anyway, so we want to honor those. I'm giving out some job openings that come up around Mother's Day, around that weekend. I just got to mention one, being a delivery driver for a flower shop.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of flower shops out there.
Right.
During the holidays, they always need more help.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so in case you're looking for something part-time, even full-time.
That's right.
But it's a way to get out there.
May turn out to be full-time.
Now, on my list, I have something that may or may not appeal to some of you, but being a cemetery caregiver, a caretaker.
Caretaker.
A cemetery caretaker. Ever thought of that? Because a lot of people go visit their loved ones. And so the cemeteries need people to make the cemetery look good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're paying between $18 and $21 or $22
per hour.
But it's an opportunity for those of you that like outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You understand the purpose of keeping things clean during the holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is somebody's willing to pay you to do that. If you like doing it, that's a win-win. But if you don't like doing it, then you still can do it because they need people to take care of those.
Mm.
I don't suggest if you don't like doing it, don't do it because you're not going to do it well. I mean, a lot of you try to fake it until you make it. You got that thought process. I'm going to just suggest that you just
don't do it.
Don't do it at all. Be authentic.
That's right.
Focus on what you like doing because you do what you like doing
anyway.
You'll
do it well, and you'll do it well.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy doing
it. Anyway, so that's what I got on my list. You got anything on your list?
Well, really, some of the things you talked about.
Okay.
Delivery is one of the biggest ones. Caregiver in private homes, if you're interested in being a caregiver, that's a lot of need.
In a private home.
Private home, a lot of need for them.
A lot of need. You may have to go through some security checks.
Yeah, you have to go through
all that
drug
sort of stuff. But
all that.
But that's big time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially around Mother's Day.
Holidays, really.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're heavy around holidays, period. Because people want to take vacation. They want to be with their family, and they need people to fill in. And that is a great opportunity. They go as high as $12.50 per hour. And I know you say, well, I don't think I want to do $12.50 an hour. But, well, depending on what you're doing in caretaking, it's private.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, if it's in the private home, the people that are hiring you, they normally pay you more than that.
True. However, I'm going to just strongly suggest if you like doing that,
mm-hmm.
you most likely have been doing it already.
Right.
Also, if you haven't done it,
mm-hmm.
then if you haven't demonstrated you liking to help someone in your past,
right.
I'm going to suggest that you don't apply for those types of jobs. Because your understanding of taking care of people is not there.
Right.
And so it's something if you like doing it, there's always something for everyone.
That's true.
And so that's the reason we're talking about employment opportunity, because there's always something for everyone. You just got to find it.
All right.
And the best way to find it is tell the world what you like doing. They see what you like doing anyway.
And sometimes you have to take some of the offbeat jobs to really find out what you really want to do, because sometimes you don't know what you really want to do. I know when I first went out looking for a job, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just wanted a job.
I'm going to give you some help on that. Everybody knows what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do what you like doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the title.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you don't know. You don't know what to... what's required in the title of a job.
Okay.
If you focus on what it is that you find yourself being attracted to doing it, probably enough people have told you what you're good at doing. And if you listen carefully, they may have told you where you could go use that in terms of getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at titles won't tell you how you could do it.
No.
So if you get used to telling everybody what you like doing, most of them are going to ask you anyway.
Right.
Then they will know what you like doing, and you'll know that what you like doing, you're now telling people. Sooner or later, somebody's going to come after you because they know you like doing it, which means you're already productive doing it.
And Mr. J, a lot of people are fearful of telling what they really want to do.
They sure are.
Because they fear for that, the fact that, well, they're going to think I'm stupid because I like doing this, I like doing that. And they will not say or not tell what they really like doing.
Well,
until they find themselves doing what they don't want to do, then they want to try to find.
Yeah.
So
there's no need in spending
time. You have to try
time.
To get the people out of that fear of not telling people what they want to do.
Yeah, so many people do work that they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
All you've got to do is go look at the unemployment labor force, all the documentation that's out there that the government knows,
mm-hmm.
every employer, how much money they're spending trying to motivate you,
mm-hmm.
which means if they're spending money trying to motivate you, they can't give you raises like you want.
That's right.
They'll spend money to keep you.
That's right.
If you are doing what you enjoy. The only thing is that there's, I'm suggesting you don't ever know what the title is,
mm-hmm.
because we make up titles every day.
Right.
And correctly. They're made up by humans. So all you've got to do is, most people are going to ask you, what do you like doing? The worst thing you can say is, I don't know, and then they watch you doing something that you enjoy, and you say, I don't know. I mean, but that's what happened
to a lot of our workforce.
Exactly. And
you
so,
know?
Yeah. So this program is about finding things that you
find
enjoy.
Enjoyable
it's not
job.
About jobs.
Find something that's enjoyable. You know what you want to do.
Right, finding what you enjoy doing, and once you have that, then you don't have a job.
Believe it.
You're being paid to do what you do anyway. You're using the same skills and abilities, and in some cases, you're adding on because you're learning something else within that job.
And sometimes you may not find that in the local, right in that local area. You may have, drive 10 or 15 miles to get what you really enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
And once you find what you really enjoy doing, that 10 to 15 miles won't even faze you, as long as you get a good pay scale.
Mm-hmm. And here's the big secret.
Mm-hmm.
When you were 3, 4, or 5 years old, you were doing what you enjoyed doing.
Mm-hmm.
All you've got to do is to ask people who knew you when you were that old, or think about the things that you did that you liked doing. And once you can recognize what you like doing, think about what did you have to use in order to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how skills and abilities come into play.
Yes.
So that's how it happens.
Right.
So once you can recognize the things that you're motivated to do, you may notice that some people probably used to tell you what they thought you could do in your future. Or you may be able to recognize that you like doing it, and you start telling people what you like doing.
Correct.
Because most are going to ask you, what do you like doing?
Mm-hmm.
Even in interviews, where you might apply for a job, the interviewer is probably going to ask you, what do you like doing? And you should tell them up front.
Yes.
The worst thing
tell
them that you like to do what they're offering you.
That's right.
And you don't know how to do it. That's
and don't try to fake it.
That
till
happens
you make
to a lot of us. Okay? Anyways, I'm just going to say part of the proof, and there's mothers involved.
Mm-hmm.
Notice all of the, it helps our industry, helps all that, but notice the outlets that people use in order to get away from their job. They go to the bar, they go to sit down and watch TV, they go to the park, all that kind of stuff to relax. When they could be relaxing, just doing what they enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's one of the things I'm trying to get clear.
Well,
anyway, do you have any more?
I got some things over here, but I'm saying most of them is repetitious.
All right, we're going to take a short break so you hear some of my sponsors.
But we're going to come back.
But when we come back, I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions of things that you can do right from home.
Oh, yeah. Everybody want to work from home. Paid.
Okay, but we'll be right back.
All right. Don't go nowhere. Mother.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics for You. Need a website? Web Dynamics for You are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Remember Mama.
Remember Mother's Day for all of you out there.
All of you out there that's considering celebrating Mother's Day a couple of days away.
And I was going to say, if you're lucky to still, for those of us that are still lucky to have their moms here, give them an extra hug on Mother's Day. Be thankful you still have your mamas here.
Amen to that.
Yep, give them a hug every day because you never know.
Know when time comes.
Yeah, I'm lucky I still got my mama, even though she's 1,000 miles away. We talk.
Yeah.
We video call once a week. We text either every day or every other day. I still have my mom. I'm still thankful for that.
Well, that's great.
That's mine, great.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. Mine is gone, and
mine
I enjoyed the life she had with her.
And here's the proof of it right here.
Yeah, you know, and so yeah, I enjoyed it.
Mine lived to be 96.
Yeah. All right. And I say this all the time. This doesn't go just for moms. This goes for people in general.
That's true.
Why define it by the quantity of the years? The quality of the year should be more important.
That's right.
Well, that's true.
That's
but
right.
But we want to show mothers a little bit special.
Exactly.
While they're still here.
And so if you can do that, if you're listening.
We can do that.
Yes. If you haven't done it before, do it for the first time. I'll guarantee you'll feel a lot better.
You still got mama every day when your feet hit the floor, say, I love you, mama.
Do it while you can.
Right.
As simple as that.
Simple as that.
Now, for those of you mothers that need to sit home
or you don't want to go out, you got the children, all that kind of stuff. Did you know it's possible? It's possible to make money at home doing some of the simplest things that you do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and so I got to.
All right.
I have a couple of ways that that could happen, and you want me to read it?
Yes. I got
a list of all these things that people can do to make a little bit of money. You know, in my case, I should be doing some of these things that are doing what I'm doing.
Hey.
But
doing what you're doing. You're doing what you like doing.
I'm doing what I like doing.
Hey, that's it.
This one thing says that you can earn $500 a month by reviewing games and products that you love. Imagine being paid to play games and get paid.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there that will hire you to play their games.
And find the bugs in them.
Right. I mean, but they need people to test things.
Mm-hmm.
And why not like somebody who, if you're the kind of person that you sit home, you like playing with the computer, you like playing with images on the TV, there are people that will pay you to keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, so imagine doing something like this, making $500 a month just to do what you do already. These things are going on out there. A lot of you may not be aware of it. A lot of people will pay you to taste wine before it goes on the market.
Mm-hmm.
If you like drinking.
Oh, yeah.
There are just so many ways that
you
people
can.
Will pay you to help them move their products and services.
It's true. So yeah, true.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what this one says. Okay, playing games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if you look at your children... And your children, I don't know how old they may be, 13, 14, 15 years old.
It don't matter.
Old.
They can play games now at 3 years old on these,
right.
on these,
I mean,
on these
age
smartphones.
14, you can
yeah.
be hired. Or age 16, you can be hired by a company, depending
That's
on
right.
what the law states in your state in terms of working age.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always these undercutting things that go on anyway where people are paying to somebody else.
Right.
I mean, but imagine... being paid to review games that are getting ready to hit the market.
That's right.
Okay? And they'll pay you lots of money. This thing here says, this sheet says, all you got to do is to register on a website called Cash Kick.
Cash Kick.
K-A-S-H-K-I-C-K.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know how safe the website is, but with your phone.
Well, you can get some information anyway.
But it said your phone or computers. In other words, once you give it out, they got it.
Yep.
But the difference is that these are companies where people make games for you and I to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pay you to test them to make sure all the bugs are out.
That's
or,
right.
Or... they'll pay you to make sure they know where all the bugs are. Anyway, so I'd like to just have you think about that.
That's right. That's a lot to think about.
Anyway, so here's another one that says you could earn as much as $1,000 a month doing simple online tasks. All you need to do is like working online.
They don't say what tap.
But doesn't necessarily say what it is here. Okay, anyway, so what they say is that there's a such thing as making easy money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I like that.
And anything that you're doing online could be extremely dangerous,
uh-huh.
but it could be a lot of fun. Just a matter, it's a matter of you learning how the technology works and possibly there's only one way to learn how
learn
it works. You got to go do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
No, that's...
we put $1,000 a month.
In your pocket.
So this says many companies
uh-huh.
are willing to pay cash cash for you to do that.
That's right.
Now, they're paying you cash, that makes me think something's going on.
Well, there's nothing going on. It's a little bit under the table. What it is,
yeah,
they don't have to pay
taxes,
and they don't have to pay medical.
Right.
You're at your own risk.
Straight cash.
Yeah, you work at your own risk. And I hate to say it, but you got a lot of people that will take that because they don't they're not going to pay no tax, and they're not going to, you know, turn it in. So they make a few bucks under the table until the company get caught.
Right, but there's a lot of people making good bucks, what you
That's
call
right.
under the table.
There sure enough is.
Because I'm just trying to get you to recognize there are jobs that
there
you
are
can
jobs
do that
though
you
to choose from
doing.
That you can do at home though. That's
right
the
from
thing.
Home. You ain't got to go out nowhere.
You don't have to go
home.
Nowhere. And as you know, we talked about the entrepreneur hour earlier, and here the thing is again, you can become an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Right here in the job seeker side, you know, you have the opportunity to try something. If you like it, you stay with it. If you don't like it,
right.
you move on.
Right.
And today's society, it's not like when Mr. Gene and I came through in our early years, we was accustomed to people staying at a job until they retired at one job. They may put 30 years in that job. Today, I don't think you can find too many people spend 10 years or 12 years in the same job. Because was it because they didn't like it, or was it because they couldn't progress or whatever, but once you find that thing you like doing, you can make it work for you.
Mm-hmm. And somebody else still wants you.
That's right.
Yeah, somebody else still wants you. Once you do that, because that's when you're productive.
And that's when you learn to move up and how to change over and to increase your own productivity. And then you find yourself, you say, well, if I can do this for this company, why can't I do it for myself?
Right.
And that's where you get the motivation from. So I'm going to take a chance and step on out there.
Mm-hmm. So you mothers out there that cannot or don't want to go out somewhere else and work, there are jobs that you can do from home.
Many.
And if you enjoy it, then it's not a job.
That's right.
You're playing the same way you play anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in this case, they're talking about working with online information.
Right.
If you like working online and you enjoy that, well, it's matching what you do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's willing to pay you to keep doing it.
That's right. So.
Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. But this is for mothers, but really applies to everybody.
This is Mother's Day opportunity. We're just bringing some things to you on Mother's Day time.
Right. Anyway, so we're going to be doing this off and on throughout the month
of May,
because we want to make sure that we give attention to Mother's Day.
All right.
And
at that time?
From there. But I hear the work.
Oh, God.
I hear the music, which means our time is up.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
I tell you,
Frank
I didn't
Sinatra
realize
Frank singing My Way, and I
he
want you all to know.
My Way.
Things you like doing and enjoy doing.
That means it's time for us to get up and get out of here, huh?
You have been doing it your way.
Oh.
All I'm trying to get you to do is to take that and put it out there so we can pay you to keep doing it.
It's been very good,
because
Mr. James.
You have been doing it your way. Thanks
to
a lot,
be
Mr.
With
Dukes,
you.
For spending
good
time
to be with,
us.
And I'd like to wish all you mothers out there that listen to us a happy, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.